Hello, friends. We are interrupting Healing Hearts to remind you April is not just a month. It's a call to action. This month, we celebrate Volunteer Appreciation and Child Abuse Prevention Month, recognizing those who give their time and hearts to protect our most vulnerable. Every child deserves a life filled with love, safety, and normalcy. But sadly, not every child experiences this. That's where we, as a community, step in. Our amazing volunteers are the unsung heroes working tirelessly to advocate for children's well-being. They're the voices that speak up, the hands that reach out, and the hearts that care deeply. But the fight against child abuse needs much more than just appreciation. It needs action. This April, we invite you to participate in our efforts to protect children, provide them with the normalcy they deserve, and advocate for their rights. Visit www.speakupforkidspbc.org to find out what you can do to amplify the voices of our volunteer advocates. Remember to engage with us on social media. Participate and protect, because every child deserves a champion, and that champion could be you. Now, back to Healing Hearts.
Welcome to Healing Hearts, a podcast from Parents Speak Up for Kids. In keeping with the overall mission of 100% advocacy for the foster community, Healing Hearts covers topics of interest for foster children, foster parents, and those who advocate for both. We are today's hosts, Sophia S.
and Sophia M.
Today we are going to start with advice from a foster parent who said from their own experience, foster children are not misbehaving when they act out.
When foster children react, they most likely see it as a means to survival, since a lot of them have dealt with trauma. As a result, a lot of emotional issues can arise from that. It's important for foster parents to understand where their foster children come from in order to have communication and understand a better way to express their feelings. Most foster children's actions and reactions are a way of protection because they have a wall up. And a lot of times it takes a lot of time to break down this wall. So a lot of foster parents shouldn't feel a certain way if their child takes months as opposed to another child they had, which takes maybe weeks. A lot of children have been exposed to either domestic violence, physical abuse, corporal punishment, emotional manipulations. And all of these exposures stems different reactions that each foster parent are going to have to deal with in a different way.
I firsthandedly have seen these reactions to different backgrounds, being physical, emotional abuse, or the certain circumstance that these children were raised in. I volunteer at a community in Palm Beach County in which those who are less fortunate or have a history of drug abuse live. Each Thanksgiving, I give out turkeys, sides, and cookies to these families. And every year I hand out the cookies, I notice that some of the kids throw them on the floor, break the wrappers, break the cookies as an expression of their emotions. So most of these kids have never been handed something. And so they do not know how to control their emotions because they're not sure what they're feeling. And so it leads to them acting out. This emotional reaction from the kids and kids with abusive backgrounds in general could be mitigated by talking about their feelings and putting a name on the emotion that is overstimulating them, and so that they know that it's okay to feel that way and that this is a normal feeling and there are certain ways that we can react to that. If a conversation with this child was had about the emotions they were feeling and the way they reacted, then a kind action such as handing out cookies or receiving a gift could be really recognized as a kind gesture in the future.
Now we're going to get into some advice or different ways that foster parents could deal with these types of expressions. First, the number one thing you want to do is listen and understand each foster child's story so that you can see where they're coming from. Every reaction has a reason. They've had maybe people who've misunderstood them throughout their life, and a lot of people rarely take that time to listen and understand what they're going through. If you do that, we can really see why they act the way they do and then try to find different avenues of expression.
It's important to remember that the kids' reactions aren't necessarily a reaction to your parenting. The reactions are just an avenue of expressing their feelings that they may not know how to express appropriately. So it's important to try to separate the kid from their actions, because a lot of which their expression comes from is not their fault. Parenting foster children can be difficult and it comes with many challenges, but if you're coming from love and care in your parenting, you can't be doing anything wrong.
Thank you for tuning in today. New episodes of Healing Hearts premiere every 2 weeks, so follow us on Spotify and Apple Music. To submit a show idea, appear as a guest, apply to be an interchanging host, or for more information about Parents Speak Up for Kids, email parents@speakupforkidspbc.org. Until next time, remember that healing starts with the heart. You've been listening to Healing Hearts.